What do you think makes you guys different from other, you know, mega groups that have been put together over the last couple of years?
Well, what makes us different? I'm not sure, but I know that we have a great chemistry between the three of us. And what you have with the Winery Dogs is three guys with a lot of experience coming together to make something new. And, you know, I think all three of us bring a great combination of playing abilities and musicianship along with songwriting sensibilities. And, you know, that's what this band is about. It's, you know, immediately when you look at the three names on paper, I know before anybody even heard anything from this band, you know, they saw the names on paper and thought this was going to be some sort of instrumental shred fest. but really, the Winery Dogs is far from that. The Winery Dogs is a classic rock power trio that's very song-oriented. And, you know, that's the most important thing for the three of us is writing good songs. And then, you know, the musicianship and the playing abilities is just kind of the icing on the cake on top of it.
So speaking of writing good songs, what's the creative process like for the band? How do you guys get together?
Well, we collaborated on everything. You know, we wrote 14 songs together, and 12 of those 14 were completely collaborated on by the three of us and worked on and shaped by the three of us in a room together. And, you know, it was either somebody bringing in an idea and then we'd work on it and shape it together, or in other cases, the three of us would just jam on something and it would just naturally come out right there and then, and we'd work on it together. So that was the chemistry, but it was real quick and natural. I think all three of us are very focused, driven, productive artists, and we were able to, you know, write the material very easily together.
Can you talk a little bit about Elevate? There's just a ton of great stuff going on in that song. How did that all come about? How was that song written? Was there any inspiration behind it?
Well, Elevate came about from two different song ideas that Richie threw on the table. Richie had a demo of one song that had the main riff and verses, and then Richie had another song, which actually turned into I'm No Angel, but the original demo for I'm No Angel had the Elevate chorus in it. So we basically had these two different song ideas on the table, and we kind of melded them together, and then at that point, you know, put our own twists on it, and, you know, added a bass solo and a guitar-based unison thing, and just basically evolved it into this single cohesive song. But as soon as we wrote Elevate, I knew that that was going to be the perfect album opener, and I knew it was going to be the perfect introduction to this band, because it's one of those songs that I think has everything in it. It's got great riffs, it's got great musicianship, it's got great vocals, it's got a catchy, hooky chorus. So really, if there was any one single song I had to play for somebody to kind of hear what this band is about, that would be the one.
Okay, people that even have a kind of routine fascination with music know who you are, they know who Billy is, they know who Richie is as well, but he's the least known member of the three. Do you kind of think that this is his coming out party in a way?
Absolutely. Yeah, that to me is the thing I'm most excited about with this album is for people to realize what a true artist Richie Kotzen is. And he's not only a tremendous guitar player, he's an absolutely incredible singer and a great songwriter. And I think people just are not aware of that. You know, people immediately just look at his previous history with Mr. Big and with Poison. And in both of those cases, he wasn't the lead vocalist, and he wasn't the sole songwriter or the main songwriter. So I think people are not really aware of what an unbelievable talent he is. And I think people are going to be blown away by him with this record once they hear it.
Okay, considering your large body of work, all the stuff that you've done, you know, one of the youngest drummers ever, you know, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how do you want this album and this band to kind of stand in your legacy, so to speak? How do you want this band, this album, to be remembered?
Well, for me personally, this band provides a musical outlet that I haven't had so far, which is a band that's rooted in classic rock. Everything I've done in my, 20-plus year career has been rooted in either progressive music or in metal. And the Winery Jolts is neither. It's not a progressive band. It's not a metal band. This is the first time I've been part of something that is just a straight-up rock band, in the vein of The Stones and The Who and Zeppelin and Aerosmith. So for me, it's providing that new musical outlet, which is such a huge part of my background anyway. I mean, that those are all my favorite bands of all time, Zeppelin, Who, and Beatles and Stones. But yet I've never been able to tap into it with any of my original bands. So for me, that's where the Winery Dogs, stands in terms of my musical legacy and my musical discography. It's providing me with something new and fresh, which I haven't had, in all the albums I've made throughout my career.
I mean, considering that, what you just said, that, you grew up on those bands and that they're very important to you, when you first started getting involved in music, did you think it would take 20-plus years to kind of get back to your roots?
Well, I didn't really think about it. When I went off to Berkeley in 1985 and met, John Petrucci and John Mayall, and we formed Dream Theater, it was just by chance that I ended up in a progressive metal band. But when I went off to Berkeley, and ever since I was, ever since I was a young child, my musical taste was always hugely broad. And when I went to Berkeley, I could have easily ended up in a thrash band. I could have ended up in a classic rock band. I could have ended up in a fusion band. It was all a matter of who I connected with, just because my musical taste is so vast. And it turns out I ended up in a progressive metal band. it took 25 years to come back full circle and be in a band with the styles of what I began with. My all-time favorite drummers are Keith Moon, Ringo Starr, and John Bonham. And, it's taken this long for me to come full circle and get back to that type of drumming.
Considering how eclectic your musical tastes are, if you would be so kind to, kind of tell us a song or an artist on your iPod or in your CD collection that people wouldn't expect that you loved.
Well, the newest band that I've fallen in love with is an obscure, unknown band from Ohio called the Pillbugs. And I just recently discovered these guys, and they put out 5 or 6 albums over the past 15 years or so in obscurity. And I've just completely fallen for them. And they're more in the vein of the Beatles or Jellyfish, which is a huge part of my musical taste. So most people that know Mike Portnoy as the guy with the 100-piece drum set playing these 30-minute epics would probably not realize that I've got an incredible soft spot for 2-minute, pop singles. and that's what I'm listening to at the moment with this band, the Pillbugs.
What do you think the next 6 months to a year holds for you and the Winery Dogs?
Well, the album comes out in America July 23rd, and the tour begins in July as well. And we're going to be pretty much globetrotting, the whole planet. We start over in Japan, then we continue on into South America, and then from there we do an American tour, and then from there a European tour. So we're going to be covering a lot of ground over the next 6 months. And into next year as well. So right now, my focus is on the Winery Dogs. But in true Mike Portnoy fashion, I have my hands in about 14 different bands at the moment as well.
Yes.
And I have, lots of different albums that are also coming out or in the works. But for the most part, my focus right now is on the Winery Dogs, and that's going to be, what's going to be keeping me busy over the next 6 months.